This is a moment to reflect on finding joy as Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf talks about mental health and healing through Christ.
Allow me to acknowledge that depression and other difficult mental and emotional challenges are real. And the answer is not simply try to be happier. If you face such challenges, I mourn with you and I stand beside you. For some people, finding joy may include seeking help from trained mental health professionals who devote their lives to practicing their very important art. We should be thankful for such help. Now, life is not an endless sequence of emotional highs, for it must be that there's an opposition in all things. And if God Himself weeps, then of course you and I will weep as well. Feeling sad is not a sign of failure. In this life, at least, joy and sorrow are inseparable companions. Like all of you, I have felt my share of disappointment, sorrow, sadness, and remorse. However, I've also experienced for myself the glorious dawn that fills the soul with joy, so profound that it can scarcely be kept in. I've discovered for myself that this peaceful confidence comes from following the Savior and walking in His way. The peace He gives us is not like what the world gives. It's better. It's higher and holier. Jesus said, "I'm come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." The gospel of Jesus Christ is truly the good news of great joy. It is a message of matchless hope, a message of yoke-bearing and burden-lifting, of light-gathering, of heavenly favor, higher understanding, holier covenants, eternal security, and everlasting glory. Joy is the very purpose of God's plan for His children. It's what you were created for, that you might have joy.
That was an excerpt from Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf's talk, A Higher Joy. This is a moment to reflect.